The future of your universe starts with family engineering with Praise Forwear. Praise Forwear is a global leader in family life innovation and a premium coach working with high net worth individuals across different continents. Fasten your seatbelts as we make your life better.
Welcome to Family Engineering with Praise Forwear. This is your favorite broadcast across the globe when it comes to family life. Okay, you know how we do it on this podcast every time I come. And I want to appreciate everyone for your amazing feedback and what you have done with what you are learning, especially our men who are becoming very vulnerable and they are reaching out to us. I am super excited that we could do this for you. Now, today we continue our series on common mistakes married men make. And we are on to the fifth common mistake married men make, which is, wait for it, taking her for granted. Now, I know that a whole lot of you have had to deal with insecurity, especially since that was what we treated last week. And all of you were unanimous on sometimes you feel that some women take you for granted. And so you feel there is a need to also take her for granted. But trust me, it's not necessary, because I love a quote that says, even the strongest feelings expire when ignored and taken for granted. I know that sometimes we feel that it's a man's world. I do not believe that concept. I actually think it's our world. The concept of is a man's world, I see it as a business model that creates an imbalance that now makes us empower women, over empower them above men, then creates another imbalance. So the cycle continues to keep some people in business. But how many times have you lived your life by the mantra that is a man's world? I have met too many men who have neglected their spouse's need for affection, romance, communication, and care simply because they believe it's not possible for her to cheat on me. How many times have you even noticed that a lot of men who cheat can't stand wives who cheat? So we expect women to forgive us when we do it, but we are unwilling to deal with it when our women go out of order. Now, you make love to your job, you make love to your contract. Some of you make love to all the ladies, you make love to your laptop, mobile phones, except your wife. As a matter of fact, there are men who have never touched their women in the last 8 months, no thanks to their addiction to pornography and erectile dysfunctioning, sometimes induced by masturbation. But today, I want you to understand a couple of facts when it comes to taking your wife for granted. Number one, taking your wife for granted is a show of lack of respect and regard for a person. You know, when I do marital coaching with couples and I run one of the psychometry assessment that I created, this one is called culture compatibility test. It's so shocking that a lot of men actually believe that they are superior to their wives, even in marriage. So when you already, in your unconscious mind or subconscious, you think that what you married was the thing that must be used and not a being that must be respected, there is no way you will not take her for granted. Number two fact is that your wife feels incomplete and less than herself when she feels taken for granted. In fact, is one of the major causes of low self-esteem, which can lead to degenerate into something literal, like some mental of mental health issues. Number three, being taken for granted by someone you love can lead to extreme bitterness, which can lead to depression. And in some cases, some form of cancers have been traceable to some of this bitterness or unforgiveness on the part of the woman. In fact, some breast cancers, I must say. Number four, too many wives are carrying a needless burden that could have been prevented with a bit of appreciation from us. When a woman has been there for you, giving her all, did everything possible to ensure that you become successful, and the first taste of reward is to go get another woman pregnant, how do you expect her to feel? Now, another fact is, I say, you're not qualified to pass a judgment on a path you have never walked. Your best effort to experience being a wife will still end you up as a husband. Why not try today to be the one at the receiving end of a sexual demand, wherein she can call you up anytime, regardless of your stress level, and want to have sex with you? Why don't you put yourself in a position when you come back from work and the first thing on your mind is how to feed your family? You have to do the cooking in spite of your stress. You have to help the children. Everyone is calling for your attention. Let me tell you, your best attempt at experiencing or understanding what a wife goes through will still end you up being a man. Now, I love what King Solomon of ancient Israel, who is regarded as the wisest man that ever lived, said in his book, Proverbs. He said, he defines a wife. A wife, the word a wife then means either the help that only God could have supplied, finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So there are a couple of things many of us take for granted. We take for granted the stress she goes through to fix meals for the family, especially in some families where a lot of the men never cook and they consider it rude to cook. We take for granted how she's able to do the impossible with the limited funds you make available. So you have made limited funds available, but you want to eat like a king, yet she makes these things happen. Have you tried to bother to find out how she's able to engage and produce this miracle from time to time? We take for granted her conception and what she goes through during pregnancy. Have you ever been pregnant as a husband? You can never know, because all you do is to donate the seed. There is someone whose body is going to change. There is someone who may suffer hormonal imbalance. There is someone who may go through the shadow of the valley of death to deliver those babies. There is someone who needs to breastfeed, who needs to wake up in the middle of the night. Do you take for granted our ability to multitask, to attend to kids while still trying to be sane and still being a professional and still make money and still provide support and give you sex? Do we take for granted our ability to forgive our unfaithfulness while we're unwilling to forgive the same? Because many of us feel, okay, if I do it, after all, I'm going to say I'm sorry, and you expect her to forgive you. Do we take for granted the stress of handling difficult in-laws who do not respect her, despite the fact that she's older than some of these people who has a sense of entitlement and they feel it's my brother's home, it's my brother's property, and I can do whatever I like? Do we take for granted the intelligence that resides in our unutilized? Because some of us are from some parts of the world where it's believed that men are kings and women are their subjects. Do you take for granted, you know, depriving her of a sexual satisfaction, that all you care about is your capacity to enjoy sex and come without thinking about what she's going through or our own sexual satisfaction? Let me say this carefully. Now, I say humorously that depriving your wife of your body is a fraudulent transaction that requires immediate arrest by the FBI. Now, you know that it was a Jewish philosopher, Apostle Paul, who made a statement that you must not defraud each other of each other's body. Now, if you defraud your wife of your body and you deprive her of a sexual satisfaction, it's a fraudulent transaction. Now, what are the things you need to do? Number one, this week, I want you to make a list of 10 things you're grateful for about your wife every day. Keep a journal. 10 things you're grateful for about her, either when you wake up in the morning or before you sleep. And every day, send 10 love notes to her each of those days throughout this week. Number two, I want you to flaunt a picture today and let the whole world know how vital she has been to you for the next 1 week, every day, flaunt a different picture about your wife. You can do some write-up about the virtues about your wife that stands out from every other person. Number three, I want you to reflect on who you were when you met and who you have become as a result of a support. You don't want to take for granted the peace that you enjoy, because there are people whose home is in chaos consistently. Then I want you to apologize for whatever you may have done wrong that hurts your wife. You want to find out from her in what area is she hurting today. Then I want you to ask her for what she would really want you to assist with. And please go ahead and do it. You know what? The real person that loves you isn't the one that shows up when you already have a car, or you already built a house, or you already have money to throw around the world. The real love of your life was the one that accepted you when there was nothing and had enough faith to stick with you against a parent's counsel or against all odds. You see, never take a sincerity and devotion to you for granted. And I love this quote from Love Life Dreams, which says, never take someone for granted. Hold every person close to your heart, because you might wake up one day and realize that you lost a diamond while you were too busy collecting stones. I hope this has been helpful, and I want you to know that you have all it takes to build an incredible family life as a husband, provided you know what to do. Your wife is worthy of being celebrated this week. Why don't you go ahead and make that happen? You know, this is your number one family life podcast, Family Engineering with Praise for Wowe. I'll see you some other time. Keep loving, keep living, and remember that I am a savior. Have a fantastic day, and do share this with all your friends. Bye-bye.
Thanks for enjoying Family Engineering with Praise as we re-engineer a world that is fit for all. For more inquiries, kindly visit our website www.praisefulwaredtech.com or send us a mail podcast@iampraisefulware.com or visit our stores www.iampraisefulware.com. You can also call us on +1 817 881 8696, +1 780 246 7955, +447 960 813430, or +234 810 857 1139.